Welcome to Curie, the podcast where we break down the biggest stories shaping healthcare directly for healthcare professionals. I'm Matt, and today's episode tackles one of the most disruptive developments in U.S. public health in decades, the mass layoffs at the Department of Health and Human Services. This isn't just administrative shuffling, it's a sweeping reorganization that's gutting agencies like the CDC, FDA, NIH, and CMS, and the effects are already rippling through the healthcare system. So, what's happening and what should healthcare professionals expect next? Let's start with the numbers. In early April 2025, HHS began eliminating over 10,000 full-time jobs as part of a broader 20,000-person workforce reduction. Employees, many with decades of service, were notified by email, sometimes discovering their job status when their security badges stopped working. The result? HHS is shrinking from 82,000 to 62,000 employees, and leadership projects a $1.8 billion annual saving. That's just 0.1% of its $1.7 trillion budget. But this isn't just about numbers. These layoffs hit the core of federal healthcare infrastructure. The FDA is losing about 3,500 employees, including drug and device reviewers, tobacco regulators, and the communications team. The CDC is cutting around 2,400 staff involved in infectious disease tracking, injury prevention, and environmental health. The NIH is shedding 1,200 scientists, researchers, and directors, and CMS is letting go of about 300 staff, including those in the Office of Minority Health and Customer Service. Other agencies like SAMHSA and NIOSH are being gutted or merged, while HHS regional offices are being halved. One NIOSH scientist described it bluntly: "What happened today was a wholesale destruction of the institution. There's hardly anyone left." So why now? HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has framed the overhaul as a recalibration, streamlining a sprawling bureaucracy and shifting focus from treatment to prevention. According to Kennedy, this is about reducing waste, prioritizing clean air, clean water, and reducing environmental toxins as strategies to combat chronic disease. He claims scientists and frontline workers weren't affected, only administrative roles were cut. But the reality on the ground tells a different story. Researchers, analysts, product reviewers, FOIA specialists, safety inspectors, even directors at institutes like NIH and SAMHSA were laid off. The restructuring merged or eliminated entire offices, like the Office of Population Survey and the Office of Minority Health, which has been taken offline. And HHS isn't just cutting federal roles, it's retracting over $11 billion in COVID-19 funds, directly triggering layoffs in state and local health departments across the country. Let's look at the short-term impact for healthcare professionals. At the FDA, fewer reviewers could mean longer wait times for new drugs and devices. The Center for Devices and Radiological Health has already been hit hard, and concerns are mounting over the agency's ability to manage cybersecurity risks and adverse event tracking. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf summed it up: "The FDA as we've known it is finished. At the CDC, the consequences are equally dire. Surveillance during outbreaks like the current measles resurgence is weakening. Programs on lead poisoning, air quality, asthma, smoking cessation, and gun violence prevention have been cut." A former director at the National Vaccine Advisory Committee expressed deep concern over the hollowing out of the Office of Infectious Disease and HIV/AIDS Policy. It's not just that staff are being let go, it's that the expertise and institutional knowledge they carry is vanishing overnight. Meanwhile, at the NIH, critical research efforts are being stalled or canceled altogether. Grants are on hold. Programs aimed at Alzheimer's, cancer, HIV, and neurological diseases are frozen. NIH staffers described receiving thank you emails from new leadership in the middle of what one called a massacre. And the pipeline for training new scientists, it's at risk too. At CMS, staff cuts threaten support for Medicare, Medicaid, and Marketplace enrollees. The Office of Minority Health is among the affected areas, raising questions about the department's ability to address health equity and disparities. SAMHSA is being folded into a new entity called the Administration for a Healthy America, but no one seems to know what that actually means. Employees say their roles disappeared without clarity, with one calling the layoff process a bungled copy-and-paste job. Labor unions and professional associations are sounding the alarm. The American Public Health Association has called the restructuring a nonsensical rearrangement driven by politics, not public health needs. Susan Pilon, APHA's associate executive director, was blunt. The goal seems to be to undermine the leadership of these agencies. The Association of American Medical Colleges has warned that the layoffs will slow scientific progress. The Infectious Diseases Society of America says the cuts come at the worst possible time just as emerging threats grow. The National Medical Association points out that minority communities already hit hardest by health disparities will be disproportionately affected. Even former top officials are speaking out. Former CDC Director Tom Frieden warns the nation will be less prepared for the next outbreak. Former HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra called the moves a man-made disaster. And Dr. Califf's message bears repeating. History will see this as a huge mistake. So what does all of this mean for clinicians? In the short term, expect longer wait times for approvals, increased reliance on older guidelines, and weaker federal coordination during health crises. In the medium to long term, the ripple effects could be much bigger. We're talking about reduced access to evidence-based resources, greater uncertainty in care protocols, and a healthcare system increasingly shaped by political calculations. If you rely on HHS agencies for research grants, clinical trial data, guideline updates, or public health coordination, this restructuring could reshape how you practice medicine. The disappearance of entire departments won't just delay research, it could redirect funding priorities altogether. Mental health programs, chronic disease tracking, and environmental health initiatives are all at risk. One SAMHSA staffer said it best, "People are going to die because of exposures and injuries we didn't finish researching." So where do we go from here? Healthcare professionals can't afford to be passive observers. These aren't abstract policy changes, they're frontline disruptions. As federal oversight shrinks, more responsibility could fall to clinicians, public health officials, and local health systems. It's going to take vigilance, advocacy, and coordination to keep patient care from being collateral damage. If you're feeling the shock of these changes, you're not alone. Across agencies and specialties, there's confusion, anger, and a deep sense of loss. But there's also clarity. This isn't about streamlining. It's about shifting priorities. And the healthcare community needs to decide how to respond. Thanks for joining me today on Curie. If you're listening on a public platform and found this episode helpful, download the Curie app from the App Store for more in-depth, expert-driven content. And if you're already listening on Curie, stay tuned. We've got more customized episodes coming your way designed to help you navigate the rapid changes reshaping healthcare. Until next time, stay informed, stay connected, and keep advocating for the patients who count on you.